showtime!
Showtime.
Showtime.
It's showtime.
It's showtime.
It's showtime.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Let's get the show started. Last weekend at the box office, Sing 2 sang up $4.2 million. Scream scared up $4.8 million. Spider-Man No Way Home swung into third place for the first time since its release with $9.5 million. Moonfall fell into second place with $9.9 million. And a certain MTV-inspired reality comedy pranked its way into first place with $23.2 million. New movies to hit theaters include Death on the Nile. While on vacation on the Nile, Hercule Poirot must investigate the murder of a young heiress. Death on the Nile is rated PG-13. And Blacklight. Travis Block is a government operative coming to terms with his shadowy past. When he discovers a plot targeting U.S. citizens, Block finds himself in the crosshairs of the FBI director he once helped protect. Blacklight is rated PG-13. And Marry Me. Music superstar Kat Valdez and Bastion are getting married before a global audience of fans. But when Kat learns seconds before her vows that Bastion has been unfaithful, she decides to marry Charlie, a stranger in the crowd, instead. Marry Me is rated PG-13. New on streaming, on HBO Max, Kimmy, rated R. Over on Prime Video, I Want You Back, rated R. On Netflix, Tall Girl 2. On Paramount Plus, The In-Between, rated PG-13. And on Apple TV Plus, The Sky Is Everywhere, rated PG-13. New to Blu-ray and DVD, Encanto, rated PG. And Resident Evil, Welcome to Raccoon City, rated R. That should give you a few options to snuggle up together with your loved ones this Valentine weekend. Grab some popcorn, pull up a seat, and enjoy the show.